don't know if you've heard the news, but Pancake has a sponsor, Audible. And Audible sells audiobooks. If you're thinking, oh my God, I want in on this action, all you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/pancake and sign up. You'll get a free audiobook of your choice and a 30-day free trial. But enough from me, Laura Matthews. Let's hear what Nancy Cullen has to say.
Hello, I'm Nancy Cullen, KSRN News. If you're like me, you have the capability to read, but do not enjoy it. Additionally, you can't read while driving, while walking along our beloved St. Ramon State Beach, or while sleeping. But now, our prayers have been answered, and there is a way to read books without having to use your eyes. Instead, you can use your ears. Audible offers audiobooks on just about any subject imaginable. For example, if you haven't gotten enough of my whale-related news coverage, you can download Moby Dick. And if you've read that already, I would imagine, but am not 100% confident, that it is not the only book ever written about whales. We'll have more on this story as it develops. For KSRN News, I'm Nancy Cullen.
There you have it. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/pancake. That's audibletrial.com/pancake for a free audiobook.
Hello, and welcome to KSRN News. I'm your host, as always, Nancy Cullen. As the mystery of the murder of Edward Crestfield has been weighing heavily on the hearts and minds of the San Ramon community, the police commissioner has assured the public that they are making headway on the case and that he is confident the person or persons responsible will be brought to justice.
From the kitchen in San Ramon, it's Pancake. One meal told week by week. I'm Laura Matthews. I don't know if it's accurate to say I'm having a whale of a time with this case, so I'll tell you the truth. I'm dead in the water. There's got to be something huge, something staring me right in the face that I can't understand. Not a lot gets past me, though. I've been compared many times to bricks and walls, which I can't see as anything but complimentary. I realized something huge while taking my bi-monthly shower the other day. Showering is a great way to clear your head, but the hard part is holding your breath the whole time. I was clinging to the curtain rod when I realized the one yet untapped source for clues are his students. Crestfield taught at San Ramon High for several years, and since he was so active in school activities, he was very well known on campus. School had just come back into session from summer break. The school is in the center of town. It's got a big pool and a football field. Lots of buildings, too. I walked out to the quad and asked a few kids if I could talk to them.
So, what are all these buildings for?
What? That's where we have class. Like, those are the classrooms.
Did you guys know Mr. Crestfield?
Yeah, it's so sad what happened.
Yeah, he was my choir teacher.
Do you have any idea who could have done this?
No, I have no idea.
It may have had something to do with, like, drugs.
Why?
Well, there were a lot of rumors Mr. Crestfield, like, gave drugs to students.
Isn't that the most common thing to say about, like, any teacher ever, though?
Yeah, but, like, I think he might actually have.
Yeah, my brother was a student, and he said it was true.
Another dead end. I decided to hit the court and interview the JV baseball team Crestfield coached. The police are saying Crestfield was attacked with a baseball bat. Who else would have access to such specialized sports equipment?
Was Mr. Crestfield a good coach?
Not really.
Yeah, he made us do vocal warm-ups before every game so we wouldn't strain our voices for choir by cheering on our team during the game.
And that's not normal?
No.
Is that why you two killed him?
I didn't kill him.
I didn't. I would never have. My dad's a cop.
When you killed him, because I know you did you scream, "This is how you swing a home run, you son of a bitch"?
You don't call it like that. That's not what it's called. You don't call it swinging a home run.
That would have been so funny. He would have looked at you like, "What?"
Right? He would have been like, "That is so stupid. And I'm the one making the players warm up their vocal cords before games."
I'm not used to being humiliated by JV student athletes, and my record remains untarnished because I pushed them both, and while they didn't fall down, they sort of had to pedal back for a sec to get their balance. Like losers. The students were all sticking to the same sort of story. No, we didn't kill him, but he was involved with selling drugs, so that probably had something to do with it. But I'm not buying it. I get my drugs for free because they're prescribed, and I've got coverage, bitch. I'm also not buying the story. I needed to find someone who graduated before Crestfield was killed. Someone who might have a different story to tell. I managed to track down a guy named Alex. He graduated last May. I called him, and he agreed to be recorded.
So, just for the recording, what was your name again?
My name's Alex.
So you just graduated from San Ramon High?
Yeah, I'm going to college in San Diego, but it actually doesn't start for a couple more weeks.
That's cool. So you were involved in the drama program?
Yeah, I had done pretty much every show since sophomore year.
So you knew Mr. Crestfield?
Yeah.
So what was he like?
He was just a normal teacher. He was kind of nerdy. I told him once that he reminded me of that teacher from Stranger Things, but he didn't seem to get the reference.
Really? Do you think that maybe he just hadn't seen the show?
I don't think he has Netflix.
Is that why you wanted him dead?
What? No, what? I mean, to be honest, I wasn't a big fan of the guy, but I didn't want him dead. He just rubbed me the wrong way.
Why is that?
So, one time, he held me back through lunch to talk about a paper I'd written, and then by the time I could actually go order lunch, they were all out of pepperoni calzones, and I had to get cheese, and it was just a nightmare.
Liar.
Okay, one time, he criticized one of my monologues that I had done in front of the entire class, and it was super embarrassing.
Maybe it needed work.
You don't know me!
I'll know when I hear the truth.
Alright, you want to know why I hated that guy so much? Here's the truth. So, my friend and I, both of us had been in the drama department longer than anyone else in our class. She was the only freshman, and when I started as a sophomore, we were the only two sophomores. So we had been there longer, right? And so we worked our way up from single appearance characters when we started to main characters. We did our time. So it was our senior year, our last play. We put in a ton of effort. Our scene was used as a preview for the entire show. We were who people came to see. So, fast forward to the award ceremony at the end of the year. Essentially, there are two honors that the drama department gives the students. And we were shoo-ins, us two. Mr. Crestfield, he gets up there, all smiles, and he starts to describe the two students that are about to receive the essential equivalent to a Tony Award. This is a big deal. The boy, showing great personal development, according to Crestfield, and then the girl was, well, she was just a shining star. She was great, I'll admit it. But then, anyways, he says the two names, Oliver and Kalina. Not only were these two shits not prominent drama students in the school, they weren't even seniors.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's the most fucked up, horrific story I have ever heard.
Yeah, no kidding. He gave our awards to some sophomore and my friend's alternate. I don't even know which slight is more insulting.
So you killed him.
I wish I did. But honestly, anyways, it's a pretty open secret he was dealing drugs to students. Half of my grade was supplied by him. I'd suggest you look into that.
Thanks, but I don't take advice from accounting majors.
Maybe Edward Crestfield wasn't cheating on his wife. What if the same evidence, the location services turned off, the never being home, the blocked numbers on his phone, maybe it meant something else? Like Edward having a secret twin that he shared a life with, but when he decided to marry Deborah, he still had obligations to the other twin's wife. Whoa. On the way home that day, I bumped into an old acquaintance of mine, Detective Andrews, at Safeway. It's a company that sells quite a lot of food. I wouldn't say all of it, though. It's not that big of a store. Detective Andrews and his son were both in the baby food aisle, and his son, whom I'd actually spoken to earlier at school, greeted me. We picked up a conversation, the weather and work.
So your baby loves the carrot and banana flavor, too?
I don't have a baby.
Oh, I just... Okay.
How's the case going? I bet I'm way far ahead than you.
You know that I can't possibly comment on that.
Well, we'll just see who gets there first. But I have a newfound respect for my work. People can be really unhelpful, especially kids.
People not being as cooperative as you like? I get that. What do you got from them?
Just some corroborative crap about Crestfield running an underage drug dealing empire.
What?
Andrew's turned a color I'd only seen that one time I woke up to find my legs tangled in dental floss. He dropped his bag, grabbed his phone, and dragged his son out the door with him. He looked manic. Maybe he saw a bee or something. All I know for sure is that I have some serious thinking to do about the case. The case, and about how that kid Alex and his cool friend were robbed. Pancake is produced by Alex Richwood and myself. This episode was written and performed by me and Alex Richwood. Megan Matthews played Nancy Cullen. Blake Matthews played Detective Andrews. And the students were played by 1.
Emily Greenlee.
2.
Nicole Banks.
3.
Cole Sitton.
And 4.
Stephen Acuna.
Rocky Chavez did our theme music and is our wonderful sound tech. Alex Richwood is our freelance story consultant, and all similarities to real life or historical persons or events is purely coincidental.